Job chapter 8. Then Bildad the Shuhite responded, "How much longer will you go on speaking these things? How long will the words of your mouth be like a howling wind? Does God pervert justice? Does the Almighty pervert what is right? If your children have sinned against him, he delivered them over to the consequences of their sin. If you would seek God and make your appeal to the Almighty, if you were pure and upright, surely now he would rouse himself for you and would restore your rightful home. Though your beginning was small, yet your later days will be very great. Inquire of previous generations and consider what their fathers have searched out. For we were born only yesterday and know nothing, because our days on earth are as fleeting as a shadow. Will they not teach you and tell you? Will they not utter words from their deep understanding? Can papyrus flourish when there is no marsh? Can reeds grow where there is no water? While it is beginning to flower and not ready for cutting, it withers faster than any other plant. Such are the paths of all who forget God. The hope of the godless perishes. Their confidence will break as easily as a thread, whose trust is as insecure as a spider's web. He leans on its house, but it does not hold up. He grabs hold of it, but it will not endure. He is like a lush plant facing the sun. His shoots sprout over his garden. Its roots are penetrated down through the stone pile. It takes hold among the rocks. If it is uprooted out of its place, that place will disown it, saying, 'I have never seen you.' Look, it rots by the side of its path. Then out of the earth others spring up. God will not reject a blameless person or lend a supporting hand to evildoers. He will yet fill your mouth with laughter and your lips with joyful shouts. Those who hate you will be clothed with shame, and the tent of the wicked will be no more."